It's our weekly web chat with Mayor Pat Sobeski, and I'm Tyler McLean, the new news director at Heart FM here in Woodstock. Pat, what's coming up at council this week?
Well, welcome. Welcome, and we'll see you at the council meeting, I'm sure, on Thursday. This council meeting, I think one of the highlights is the study that's been taking place between the city of Woodstock and the Upper Thames River Conservation. They've been working on a master plan with for this Burgess Park Standard Tube property. It's about just under 200 acres. It's on the west end of town. The Thames River flows through it. It has a deep history in the city going back to, I think, 1976 when the city purchased the Burgess Park Farm. And lots of things have happened. 5-6 years ago, there was a suggestion of a golf course, which was not approved by the Upper Thames Board. And so the question is, what do we do with this treasure? And so in working with the Upper Thames, working with citizens, they put together this draft plan of reforestation and other ideas, building, extending the trails, putting in new entrances to the trails, reforestation since the Embro Ash Borer has pretty much clear-cut everything in that one portion. And so it's a draft plan. And we're putting it out, the recommendation is to put it out for 30 days, but I think we'll put it out for a longer comment period. So people have an opportunity to walk the trails, take a look at the report. It's about a 100-page report in the agenda. And then there'll be an opportunity for comments as to what they think of the plan. And then we'll, after those comments come in, there'll probably be a final public meeting with those that have been participating so far, and then the final draft come in. But what it's laying out is a 10-year plan, probably to spend maybe between $400,000 and $500,000 to implement all the possible features over that 10-year period.
And since the creation of the original reservoir, you know, many decades ago, like that's an area too that I think for recreation's sake, it was only limited to one side of sort of the Pittock Reservoir, but to have it continue down the Thames, you know, this is all lands that maybe even 20 years ago weren't as nearly accessible as they are today.
Oh, certainly. And of course, so we're talking about the lands that are kind of, I guess, west of Pittock Lake. But again, the north side of Pittock Lake, you have to pay admission to get in on that side. And so therefore, the city's been working with Upper Thames, developing trails in that along the south side. But certainly one of the desires that came out in strategic planning that the city was doing was everyone is looking forward to the day when there'll be a trail that goes entirely around Pittock Lake. So, but again, we're talking with Upper Thames about that possibility. But right now, this particular plan is dealing with the lands at the west end. And like I said, there's just under 200 acres there that is a unique opportunity. And if done properly, it can, the people at Upper Thames have told me, you know, we're sitting on a real jewel. And if we take the time to plan it and do it properly, we'll have something that'll rival what Stratford has behind their festival building. So it's a little treasure. So let's plan it properly.
One thing that I know is off agenda this week, but is something to consider because by the next time you and I chat, we'll have started spring. We've been through a torturous winter like a lot of other municipalities, not only in this province, but across the country. But I know you've taken a look at the snow budget going forward. And is it like other municipalities in Canada where they kind of look at a five-year average because this is going to bump things up a lot more?
Well, this, as a matter of fact, the city engineer came forward and asked for an additional $130,000 for the city budget to allocate towards snow removal. Generally, what happens is you have staff and you allocate so much of their time towards snow removal. But this year, so much of their time has been spent on weekends. Unfortunately, snow doesn't fall on a Monday and get cleared by Friday. It comes on the weekend. So you've had an extraordinary amount of overtime, that type of thing. And what it's done is it eroded into time that might have been spent on other particular programs. So the impact on the city of Woodstock is $130,000. The salt supplies are down to a minimum. We were one of the few municipalities that still had salt left. So, and it was it took a heavy toll on the equipment this year because it was running, in many cases, 24/7. So it was a pretty tough winter on all municipalities. It certainly, for those municipalities that had old graders and old trucks and everything else, it might have caught up to them. So it was certainly a very difficult winter.
And finally, once again, just remind people, the regular meeting Thursday is at what time?
The regular meeting starts at 7 o'clock, and it's free. Admission is free.
It always is. It's our taxpaying dollars at work.
Yeah, I guess it really isn't free, is it?
Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski, thanks again.
You're welcome.